Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Going to the fair or carnival should be a fun time as a teenager. Your biggest worry should be if you have enough money for all the rides you want to do, or eating too much junk food. But in 1974, the rural states of Wyoming and Oklahoma, some teenage girls would go to their last fair. Their last carnival. Maybe their last everything. It seemed a killer was on the loose, and young teens were his target. It's possible that Deborah Meyer was one of his targets, although we can't really be sure. Her disappearance has been marred with rumor and speculation now for over 50 years. Deborah Meyer was just 14 years old on August 4th, 1974. She had traveled with her family from their home in Montana to visit relatives in Rawlins, Wyoming. That evening, she left the home to walk to a nearby movie theater. Deborah Meyer was never seen again. She wasn't the only disappearance in Rawlins, however. Carlene Brown and Christy Gross vanished from the fairgrounds on July 4th that same summer, exactly 1 month before Deborah. And 19 days after Deborah vanished, another young girl disappeared from the fairgrounds. Jaylene Banker was only 10 years old. Christy and Jaylene's bodies would later be found. The girls were both victims of a homicide. Carlene Brown and Deborah Meyer have never been found. It seemed a few times they might have been close to getting answers. But to date, we still don't know anything definite. And Deborah and Carlene wouldn't be the only victims over the next few years from fairgrounds. There will also be a disappearance of a young girl by the name of Cinda Pallett. Cinda was with her friend, Charlotte Kinsey. Both are missing. Another young girl would also disappear a few years later, Sharon Bald Eagle. All five girls are still missing to this day. Where is Deborah Meyer, Carlene Brown, Charlotte Kinsey, Cinda Pallett, and Sharon Bald Eagle? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another Unsolved Missing Persons episode. This episode will take us back many years, back to 1974. Now, cold cases are being solved all the time with advances in technology and new discoveries. So even though this case is over 50 years old, these girls should not be forgotten. Deborah Meyer lived with her family in Red Lodge, Montana, a small, picturesque mountain town appropriately nicknamed the Gateway to Yellowstone. In August of 1974, Deborah's family made the five-hour drive south to the small town of Rawlins, Wyoming, to visit relatives. On the evening of August 4th, Deborah left the home to walk to a nearby movie theater. It does seem, by all accounts, that she was walking alone. Now, just a month prior, on July 4th, two teenage girls vanished from Rawlins, Wyoming, Carlene Brown and Christy Gross. Carlene was from the Rawlins area, and Christy had come down to visit from South Dakota. The two girls attended a local rodeo at the fairgrounds in celebration of the 4th of July. By the night's end, both girls had disappeared. At the time, authorities believed the two girls likely had just ran away. Now, it's possible with Deborah's family visiting from out of town that they were just unaware of Christy and Carlene's disappearance, or thought as everyone else did, that they were just two teenage girls who ran away from home. In any event, Deborah was allowed to walk to a nearby movie theater that night by herself. But Deborah never made it back home. Details are limited. This was so long ago that I can't say for certain how law enforcement verified this, but they did determine that Deborah never even made it to the movie theater that night as she had planned. She was promptly listed as a missing person. The town of Rawlins now had three missing teenagers within a month's time frame. But the mysterious disappearances weren't over yet. On August 23, 1974, just 19 days after Deborah disappeared in Rawlins, and 49 days after Christy and Carlene disappeared, 10-year-old Jaylene Banker vanished from the fairgrounds. Four girls now, aged 10 to 19, disappeared from the area of the Rawlins, Wyoming fairgrounds within a six-week time span. What was going on in Rawlins? Months later, on April 24th, 1975, Jaylene's body was found, partially clothed in a field. Her cause of death was blunt force trauma to the head, and her death was ruled a homicide. Things would be quiet for a few years until another sad discovery in October of 1983. This time, it was the body of Christy Gross. She was found near Sinclair, Wyoming. Her cause of death was also blunt force trauma to the head, and her death was ruled a homicide, just like Jaylene Banker's. Deborah and Carlene were still missing, although everyone, of course, now feared the worst. The first big lead in this case wouldn't come until September of 1984. A 12-year-old girl had run for help, saying that a man had taken her and her friend at gunpoint and tied them up at his house. This girl was able to escape, but her friend, Sharon Bald Eagle, was still in the home. When this girl and the authorities arrived at the home to check things out, the man and the girl were no longer there. Law enforcement discovered the home belonged to a man by the name of Royal Russell Long, and they were able to track him down eventually and arrest him. He pleaded guilty to kidnapping, but stated he had no idea where Sharon Bald Eagle was, and there was no sign of this girl with him when authorities had caught up to him. Royal had been living and working at the Rawlins Fairgrounds in the summer of 1974 when these four girls vanished from there. Royal worked at multiple fairgrounds and traveled quite a bit, working different carnivals and events. He was also identified as the man who abducted two girls from the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in 1981. Two 13-year-old girls and two boys got a ride from a middle-aged man who worked at the fair. He had promised the kids a job. The girls, Cinda Pallett and Charlotte Kinsey, were excited for the chance to make some money, as any teenager would be. The two boys would be dropped off at a spot somewhere in the fairgrounds, but the man drove off with the two girls. Cinda and Charlotte were never seen again. When Royal was arrested, authorities conducted a thorough search of his truck. They found Cinda's hair inside his vehicle. They found a fair amount of blood and what looked like the outline of two bodies marked by bloodstains. However, this was a time when DNA wasn't that far advanced. Royal Russell Long never admitted to any additional abductions or killings, but was sent to prison on a life sentence for his kidnapping of Sharon Bald Eagle. Authorities attempted to try him for the murders of Charlotte Kinsey and Cinda Pallett, but charges would be eventually dropped due to a lack of evidence. Was Long the man who took the girls from Rawlins? Was he the man who killed Jaylene Banker and Christy Gross? Many think so, but Long would die in prison in 1993 without ever admitting to any of these crimes. Royal Russell Long lived and worked in the area where all of the girls vanished from. The two girls found deceased had the same cause of death and disappeared from the same area. The other four girls remain missing to this day, and no one can say for certain that they were even victims of Royal Long. Deborah Meyer was last seen in Rawlins, Wyoming in August of 1974. She is described as a Caucasian girl who was 14 years old, standing 5'4" tall, and weighing around 115 pounds. Deborah has brown hair and brown eyes, and due to dental problems at a young age, she does wear a full set of dentures. Carlene Brown disappeared with her friend Christy Gross on July 4, 1974. Christy was later found deceased, leading many to believe that Carlene is likely as well, although we can't be certain. Carlene is described as a Caucasian female standing 5 foot tall and weighing around 120 pounds when she was last seen. She has brownish red hair and brown eyes. Carlene was 19 years old. In September of 1981, Charlotte Kinsey and Cinda Pallett got into the car of a fairgrounds worker with the promise of a job at the Oklahoma State Fair. They were never seen again. Cinda Pallett is described as a biracial female, Hispanic and Caucasian, standing 5 foot tall and weighing around 90 pounds when she was last seen. Cinda has brown hair and brown eyes. She also wears a dental retainer, and her name Cinda is engraved on her belt. Cinda was only 13 years old. Charlotte Kinsey is described as a Caucasian female, standing 5 foot tall and weighing around 100 pounds when she was last seen. She has blonde hair and blue eyes. She was just 13 years old. Sharon Bald Eagle is described as a Native American girl standing 5 foot tall and weighing around 110 pounds when she was last seen in September 1984. She was hitchhiking with a friend when she was picked up by Royal Russell Long. The friend escaped and went for help, but Long denied knowing Sharon's whereabouts. Sharon has black hair and brown eyes. If you have any information regarding any of these missing girls, Deborah Meyer, Carlene Brown, Charlotte Kinsey, Cinda Pallett, and or Sharon Bald Eagle, please contact the National Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-222-TIPS. Anonymous tips may also be sent via their website at crimestoppersusa.org. Thank you for listening to the stories of these missing girls. It seemed authorities at one point were so close to answers, but they just never came. They never got those answers. Thank you also for being here as a supporter of our show, either as a subscriber or on Patreon. We appreciate all of you so much. It seems there is a never-ending, rotating database of missing persons, leaving us with an unending amount of work to keep bringing these cases to the spotlight. Let's keep pushing. We will be back again very soon with another Unsolved Missing Persons episode. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones. Thank you.